Dean Richards joins us with entertainment headlines. Dean, had we heard anything about Robert Redford being sick?
No, there really wasn't anything that gave us a hint that his death might be imminent, but it was confirmed by his publicity agents this morning that he died at his home in the mountains just outside of Provo, Utah. They say that he died in his sleep. They did not provide a specific cause for his death. He was 89 years old. But, man, think about the body of work that Robert Redford has left us with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I think that's when he first came on my radar as a kid. The Sting was right after that, which was his only Oscar nomination as an actor. The Way We Were, one of his greatest. Barefoot in the Park, Out of Africa, All the President's Men.
My favorite.
3 Days of the Condor. How about The Natural? Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. What an amazing film. And then in 1980, he continued to make movies, many, many, many more movies. In 1980, he decided to give his try at directing and did the film Ordinary People, which was shot in Lake Forest. It starred Mary Tyler Moore and Donald Sutherland. The movie wound up winning 3 Oscars, including Best Picture, but also Best Director honors for him. He founded the Sundance Institute in order to give fresh voices in cinema a spotlight, someplace to show their films. That turned into the Sundance Film Festival. He was very, very, environmentally active. He was very politically active. He was very socially active. I interviewed him many times through the years, but one of the times that he was here in Chicago, he had just done a project with the second Mayor Daley, and this is what he told us about the city of Chicago.
I do love it. I've loved it for a long, long time, but I made a couple of films there, but aside from that, I just like the city and its people. I have much of my adult life. Just something about it, it's... In many ways, it's the best of America. You know, New York City's great for what it's about. It's more diverse culturally and, has more European influence. And L.A.'s was once a good city. I don't know whatever happened to it. But, but Chicago is just, it's right in the center.
Yeah. I know you're involved with the mayors, I think. Both of them were for environmental and green issues. Yeah. And then you made the documentary that really dug into Chicago. I mean, your commitment is really, the real deal.
That was my affection for Chicago. I think that's what that was about.
Sounded like a regular guy.
Yeah, he couldn't have been nicer. I mean, considering he will always be one of the biggest movie stars ever of all time. Couldn't be more down to earth, couldn't be more nice, more professional, always turning in amazing on-screen performances. As a director, he was great. That project that he was talking about in that documentary, remember when Mayor Daley, the second Mayor Daley, started the initiative of the green project on roofs of the buildings downtown, on the roofs of high-rises? Robert Redford met with Mayor Daley. I would have given anything to be a fly on the wall in that meeting. what that must have been like. He had a lot of admiration and respect for the mayor
and Chicago
for taking some positive environmental steps. Robert Redford, passed away in his sleep. No cause of death has been announced. He was 89 years old.
And what a long career. He was on a Twilight Zone, I think from 1962, playing death. Do you remember that? It was classic Twilight Zone episode.
I saw it not long ago. I saw it not long ago. I love watching the Twilight Zone. Because every once in a while, you'll catch a Jack Nicholson on there.
Exactly,
or,
yeah.
Like some major, major superstar when they were just first getting started.
Sure.
And Rod Serling gave him a shot.
Gave him a break.
On his old show.
What was Jamie Lee Curtis talking about? She was discussing the Charlie Kirk killing, right?
She was on a podcast. And the subject came up because she is also, you know, very politically and socially active on screen and off. So Mark Maron, the host of the podcast, was asking her about Charlie Kirk, and she got very emotional. She actually started crying while she was talking about it, saying that even though his ideas were abhorrent to me, he is a father, he is a husband, he is a man of faith, and she said, I hope whatever connection to God means that he felt it. So she felt some empathy just, you know, for the man himself, and, you know, kind of emphasizing that we can disagree about things, but we're all human beings at the same time. And she literally, could not speak. She was... moved to tears while she was talking about that.
Dean recently sat down and interviewed the cast of Spinal Tap. So were they saying to you before you went on, look, we're going to be in character, we're not breaking character? What were the rules of this interview?
They were in costume. I mean, Michael McKean, Christopher Guest, Harry Shearer, brought us this hilarious documentary back in 1984 about a British rock band, and now over 40 years later, you know, where are they now? What are they doing now? Rob Reiner, the director of the actual director of the movie, but on screen, the director of this mockumentary. Was also there. He also was in character as well. But the guys were absolutely hilarious when I talked to them as their characters that are, hang on, I'm remembering their names. I've written them down. Here we go. David St. Hubbins, Nigel Tufnell, and Derek Smalls, the guys from Spinal Tap, talking to them in Los Angeles last week.
Through the years, you've played Wembley.
Yeah, we did.
And the biggest arenas. In
Royal Albert Hall.
Royal Albert Hall.
Glastonbury.
Have you had Chicago experiences?
Oh, yeah.
Have you played some of
We've played several times in Chicago.
Yeah. I played the Chicago Theatre.
The theatre is a great
Chicago
venue.
Theater.
Yeah.
What was the name of the place?
That little club.
No, there was a club called the... what was it called?
Do you know what the club?
It was a. It's kind of fake modern.
Not Mr. Kelly's.
No.
There are a few cities that it's just explosively good.
Yeah.
And there's some which I won't mention, which are not. But Chicago's definitely one of the great ones.
Yeah. Any city that could produce something like the Butterfield Blues Band.
Yeah,
is okay
or,
with me.
Or a Bruce Springsteen.
No, but no, he's not from
Chicago. Oh, he's not
from Chicago. No.
Yeah, but it may be the wind. You can take the loud volume better.
Yeah, there you go.
Bruce Springsteen's not from Chicago.
It may be the wind.
Yeah, well, you know what? We saw it, and the first one is a classic. This one is fun, but it's not great.
It's not the first one, but it's...
Yeah, exactly.
It's still very amusing and very nostalgic if you are familiar with the first Spinal Tap movie. It's silly, and a couple of hours of mindless memories, I guess.
Yeah, and some good surprise appearances. I guess
good cameos.
Not a surprise anymore, right?
Yeah, some good cameos. I think it's in the trailer that Paul McCartney is in it, and Elton John.
Yeah, they're great.
And more are also in it.
Were you surprised at the Emmy ratings?
I was. Normally the Emmys, and especially because I didn't think it was a very good show, many of you disagreed with me on that. on social media yesterday, which is fine. You liked it better than I did. I'm glad to hear that. But the ratings were up 8% over last year. Highest ratings for the Emmys in 8 years. So, you know, wasn't my cup of tea, but maybe Nate Bargatze will be back as host. Who knows?
Yeah, I think, and it was up against football. Maybe a lot of people tuned in to see Nate. Could be, right?
Could be, yeah. Could be. Plus, there were some pretty good shows that were up for nomination. Often, the shows that are nominated are what dictates whether or not ratings are high or not.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. I know you talked to Billy Bob Thornton, too. Can we hear that tomorrow, maybe?
We can hear it tomorrow. He's at Joe's Live in Rosemont with his band, the Boxmasters, tonight. But, yes, the interview will still make sense tomorrow.
As much as any of these make sense.
Right.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
We'll talk to you then. Take care.